Hi, Detective. This is Tristan Hughes. I'm sorry I hung up on you. That was a mistake.
Oh, you're fine. What's going on?
Are you on the way here, or are you sitting at your desk?
I'm sitting at my desk.
Okay. Are you the sergeant in charge of the investigation with the Audi R8 that flipped over and resulted in the young woman's death?
Yes, I'm the investigator.
Okay. I guess it's protected, and you can't tell me details about the investigation, but I don't know his blood alcohol content, the driver's, the one who lived and ended up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But he was drinking last night. I witnessed him in person drinking, and I have a bottle of wine with his prints and his cup with his lip marks and such around it here at the apartment complex.
All right, I understand. We already come to that conclusion, but...
Okay.
And we've taken the necessary steps in our investigation, so the glass and everything is not going to be relevant to the investigation.
Okay, so his blood alcohol content was positive for alcohol?
Well, we don't know yet. We've done the necessary things that we need to do in the investigation to determine if it was or wasn't,
okay.
And we're going to go from there.
Okay, so you don't need...
No, I won't need the bottle of wine that y'all drank last night.
Man, this is Sergeant Moy. I'm sitting here with Officer McCullough. We're with the Traffic Homicide Unit. So, basically, when we take a sample that we need, okay, of someone's blood, saliva, whatever it be, that we get a warrant and take, okay, we take those samples an hour apart and forensically go back and do an extrapolation. And the thing is that has to be sent off to Alabama Department of Forensic Science, okay? And examined.
Okay.
And tox reports usually take a month to 2 months, most of the time 60 days to return. So that's something that we will know. We have the evidence, and it'll be submitted to a state lab to be analyzed. But as far as the actual bottle, there's nothing we can do with that, man. I get it, but it has no evidentiary value. But
You don't need his cup either with his lip marks and prints or anything?
No, because with the evidence we have that was actually from his body,
okay,
is what we have to have. That is what we have to have for any type of further charge or anything of that nature. Were you drinking with him last night, or did you just see him? Or
I witnessed him for a few hours. Drinking last night. I had finished drinking. I wasn't using the bottle that I wasn't using his bottle and cup.
Yeah.
I was drinking out of another cup. I can give you a detailed account of how the night went.
Yeah.
If that's
what I'm interested in, man. I'm more interested in him and her and where they were going.
Okay.
At that time in the morning, if you know.
It was myself, Sam, the deceased, and her friend Paige. Sam and Paige are both in med school together. And Johnny, the driver, was older. He's a married man with three children. He'd been following them all afternoon, probably since 5 o'clock. To be quite honest, he was very predatory. He was trying to take advantage of the drunkenness of Paige and tried multiple times to kiss her and rub on her.
And this was Sam that was in the car with him, though, right?
Yes. And then when Paige went to bed in Sam's apartment, he moved on to start doing that to Sam. I put Sam, walked her back into the apartment complex and crossed the threshold of her doorway with her.
Yeah.
And then shut the door behind me. So, to my knowledge, I only learned about her passing today when Paige messaged me and said that she had passed away.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened there. I think Johnny was still trying to coerce Sam to go out with him and do something, the entire night. It was, come to this bar with me, come out and, meet this club promoter with me. Apparently this time it was, let's go get ice cream. And he chose to take the convertible out. He's always bragging about how fast he goes in a 25 and that he can get off of any charge because he holds a police surgeon card. And
well, let me interrupt you for 1 second. Sure. I don't care what he's got, okay?
Yeah.
This is not an investigation that involves patrol officers working a crash, okay? We are very detailed and very thorough in what we do here.
Sure.
And
yes, sir.
None of that matters. And
please,
there's times where it takes months to get the evidence we need to do so. And as far as how fast he was going, I'll be able to tell you that too, hopefully.
Okay. I didn't mean to insinuate anything. No.
I want to rest assured with
we
you.
We don't care who this is. This could be the mayor.
Whoever he is doesn't matter to me. Okay.
Sure.
That doesn't matter. Right now what matters is me investigating this crash to see what the primary contributing circumstance, primary cause was, and this is Officer McCullough's job, okay? And if there is someone that can be held accountable for Samantha's death, then that'll be done. We just have to wait until we get the proper evidence to move forward. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So what time
did you put Samantha in our bar?
What time did you last see Samantha last night?
It would have been late. It would probably have been just after midnight.
Okay. And you didn't see him or Samantha the rest of the night?
No. We left him sitting here in this gazebo outside, and I put her in her apartment and then went up to the third floor in my own apartment.
Okay.
And then I did not witness her leave or get in the car with Johnny.
Okay. And how do you know Johnny?
He's just some guy here in this apartment complex I find him kind of reprehensible because he's always slithering up to women and trying to do the thing and talk about his cars and how fast he goes, and then he's a neurosurgeon and it's so easy, and he tries to use that against these girls who are in med school, looking for surgery jobs. I wouldn't say I know him personally. I just live in the same place as him, and occasionally we're in the same conversation together.
Okay, so you only know Samantha and Paige personally.
Yes, I know Samantha and Paige personally. Okay. I do not know Johnny personally.
Okay. Where did you get the bottle of alcohol in the cup? Where did you get that from?
These are sitting in the gazebo where he left them last night.
Okay.
It's still not.
I know it's in the gazebo. It's there's no chain of custody with it.
Right.
It's not.
It could have. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's just somebody else calling me from a Mississippi number.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you think we need to we need to know for this?
I'm not even sure. Honestly, I just wanted to get that out there.
Do you think Paige would be willing to talk to us at some point?
Yes, sir. She mentioned that she was going to try and contact the police. I can give you her phone number.
Okay. I tell you what. Why don't you give her Detective McCullough's office number? And
okay.
we're gonna be in and out of here for the next few days. Okay.
Okay.
I think it'd probably be best if she waited a day or so. That's her friend. Wait a day or so and let some of the initial shock move, and she probably have more of a clear head to talk to us, because I would imagine she's probably upset. Okay.
Yes. To state this so she doesn't have to, I guess, go through the embarrassment. She was rather intoxicated last night, so I don't know how clear her recollection will be, if she can remember more much of it. I'm not sure how her memory functions when they get drunk. You know, some people can remember very well, some people can't. I don't know what she's like in that regard.
I get it.
But yes, I will give her this number.
All right. Man, thank you for your time, and we may have further questions and contact you again, okay?
And, yes, sir, and thank you all for reaching out.
We've got to go down to our impound lot and start analyzing some of the evidence on the vehicle.
Okay.
So we're going to be out for a while, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.
It's gone.
Let's see. That dude right there. That dude right there.